It's time for our Youth Expression Showcase, and we have some siblings here with us today. They're from Mount Lebanon, Elliot Pullen and Claire Pullen. And Elliot is going to play a couple songs on guitar first, and he's 8. And then Claire will play a few songs on piano together, and we'll talk with each of them and listen to each of them. But right now, we'll start with a selection from Elliot Pullen. What grade are you going to be going into?
Third.
Third grade coming up? And I know you're homeschooled, right? Mm-hmm. So homeschoolers have grades, too.
Yeah.
But I didn't mean to ask. I just want people to get some perspective about you because that was phenomenal. How long have you played guitar?
1.5 years.
And what got you interested in playing?
Well, my dad has a guitar, and that kind of got me interested after I found my sister's old guitar, because she used to play with the guitar when she was little. So I found that and started playing with it, and then my dad thought maybe he should sign me up for lessons.
Was it hard to learn?
Sort of.
What are some of the secrets to becoming as accomplished as you are? I mean,
I really don't know.
Well, are there things that you have to do to be able to play well? Do you practice a lot?
Yeah, practice 30 minutes each day.
And I'm curious, too, do your fingers have to get, you're playing a little bit of a smaller guitar, so it's sized well for your fingers.
Yeah.
Is it hard to press down the strings? Do they hurt your fingers sometimes?
Pretty hard, yeah, because I have, like, little marks on my fingers
yeah.
right now.
I was going to ask you about that because it sometimes you get some calluses on mm-hmm. your hands after mm-hmm. a while. What other kinds of things do you like to do?
Well, I like to play in the outdoors. I like to bug my mom and sister.
That's the job of the little brother.
Yep.
I know because I'm
yep.
one. It's fun to be the little brother.
Yeah.
We have a little society of things we do to annoy people. And what do you like to do outdoors?
Usually just run around, make up some tagging games, just run around.
Well, that's cool. Do you want to say hello to anybody? Who's your teacher?
My teacher is Miss Ron Du Bois at the Pittsburgh Music Academy, and my group teacher is Kiki at the Pittsburgh Music Academy, and my ensemble teacher is Simon Cummings at the Pittsburgh Music Academy.
Well, it's good to acknowledge them. And do you want to say hi to any friends or family members that might be tuned in or that might listen online later?
I'd like to say hi to my teacher, which are awesome. Yeah, you rock.
When I asked who wanted to go first, Elliot immediately raised his hand. You've got enthusiasm, which is a good thing to have. Now, what was the first number that you played, the first song that you just played?
Allegro by Dr. Suzuki.
And next you have what?
A Toy by Anonymous, which means nobody really knows who wrote this song.
Yeah, I was going to say Anonymous has come up with so prolific, you know, so many different books and poems and songs. Well, it's so nice to hear you play, and your sister will be next,
mm-hmm.
and we'll make sure we should have a pact not to annoy her until after she's done playing.
All right.
Okay, so once again, here is Elliot, who is 8, Elliot Pullen. Great. You really have good tone when you play, and I can tell you really enjoy it. Congratulations, Elliot.
Thank you.
Elliot's older sister is Claire, and we were teasing about being little brothers. We won't team up, I promise. But Claire is 12, and I think she has she'll be playing some classical pieces for us, and we'll get her started just as we did with Elliot. With her first piece, and then we'll talk in between. So from Mount Lebanon, it's our pleasure to welcome Claire Pullen. Claire Pullen here at the Saturday Light Brigade, and you sounded wonderful. How long have you played?
About 4 years.
And do you remember what attracted you to the piano?
No. It just sounded really pretty, I guess.
Yeah, it's not. There was already one in your house that you could play, or
there was. We had a keyboard, and it was,
yeah.
it just sounded cool. So I started taking lessons from a friend, and then recently I started taking lessons at the Pittsburgh Music Academy.
At the same organization your brother mentioned before. Who's your teacher now?
Ron DuBois. Same at the, yeah.
He must be very proud. You sound terrific. What other kinds of things do you like to do?
I like writing and drawing and, doing stuff outdoors like kayaking and swimming.
Great. What do you like to draw?
Manga and cartoons.
Oh, that's excellent. Some people that might not know what manga is. Can you explain what that is exactly?
It's a type of a Japanese comic. It's like just a Japanese style comic. It's usually like characters with big eyes and yeah.
Yeah, I think people would know it when they see it. And Elliot, you wanted to add something about manga?
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, they have like crazy. They have crazy hair.
Have you ever drawn Elliot like in manga style?
I think I have.
There's an idea. That could be a lot of fun. And you also mentioned kayaking. Have you, either of you ever gone whitewater rafting?
No, but we really want to.
Yeah, some folks on our staff are going tomorrow, but I can't because it's not a very good idea because I have a knee that's not doing so well right now, but they're going to have a good time, I think. And it's a perfect day for it, too. What was the name of the piece that you played?
Arietta by Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart.
Excellent. And what would you like to play next?
Ecossais by Johann Nepomuk Hummel.
And before you start, I just want to ask each of you if you have anything else you'd like to say as we've been talking. Elliot, did you maybe forget anything you meant to say or think of anything new?
I do like swimming and cooking. I like to cook.
What do you cook?
Usually cakes and dinners.
What kind of
fruit
dinners?
Fruit salads. Fruit salad is really mostly what I cook.
Now, how do you cook a fruit salad?
Really just throw a bunch of fruit in a bowl.
Nice. So, well, that's a good thing. It's healthy. You guys, healthy. Elliot and Claire's parents are here, and it's clear you guys are a healthy family. You know, going outdoors and doing things. Have you thought about what you might want to be when you get older, Elliot? It's awfully early. But
probably a pirate.
An arg pirate or a pirate that loses most of its ball games?
An arg pirate.
How come?
I'm just like pirates, really.
Well, that's cool. There's a lot of demand in that field right now, it would seem. And so it's good. Your mom's kind of very proud, especially proud of you right now. Claire, is there anything you wanted to mention that we may have missed? Is Elliot really a tour mentor sometimes?
Well, since we're on the radio, I'm going to say no, I love him.
So. Okay.
He's my best friend.
Boy, Claire, what would you like to be when you get older? Maybe a public relations person based on, on your performance just now?
Well, I haven't really narrowed it down like some people in the room, but maybe a writer or an artist, like a cartoonist, or maybe a marine biologist.
Well, that's good, and there's lots of opportunities. And you could do lots of different things like that, and I'm glad you're not thinking, you know, of being a rapscallion or, you know, something that goes along with the pirate, because one in the family's enough. What would you like to play next?
Ecossais by Johann Nepomuk Hummel.
And our thanks again to Claire and Elliot Pullen. It's wonderful to have both of you here. You're both very talented. And all kidding aside, as we joke, it's clear that these two can get along quite well, too. So once again, here's Claire Pullen. Thanks again to Elliot and Claire Pullen.